Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CellD, Summit Evergreen, Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, choosing the right pace for your life and career journey. Rejoice, again I say rejoice. Wherever you are on your journey, rejoice that you are here now. Leaders understand that choosing the proper pace, the rate of speed at which a person or group walks or runs in life and career journey, impacts every dimension of our lives. For many, our days and nights become so filled with activities that we lose the joy and vitality that can be ours if we choose the best pace. Leaders monitor themselves and those they lead, discerning when it is time to rest. Come off by yourselves. Let's take time, take a break, and get a little rest. The pace was constant, coming and going. They didn't even have time to eat. Be refreshed by taking time to wait, my friends. You will gain new strength. You will walk and not faint, run and not be tired. How is this possible, you may ask? When we wait, regardless of the time, it is a mindset and perspective we gain, in addition to replenishing our physical strength. In addition, we become sensitive to what a great leader shared with me. Remember HALT, H-A-L-T. Don't become too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. These conditions negatively affect our perspective and faith. They are enemies of every leader. Here are three words to encourage us. Replenish. Take time to rest and eat and sleep. It seems simple, but many of us do not practice these disciplines. Schedule and practice quiet time. Someone once said, "He satisfies your mouth with good things, that your youth renews like that of an eagle." In the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to you and eagerly watch. Renew. Busyness is a robber. We become focused on all the activities that need to be done and lose the joy that is ours when we only make time to wait. Waiting in minutes or days depends on the replenishment necessary for the journey ahead. When we fixate on doing, we miss the beauty of being alive. When was the last time we paused to enjoy the creation of a majestic full moon as it governs the night? Or the sky by day, governed by the sun? These pauses can help you slow down the pace of your life and enjoy it more. Stay with others. Seek like-minded, encouraging, and supporting people to travel with you. "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest," is a word of encouragement from a friend. Revive. During our time of waiting, replenishing, and renewing, review how far you have traveled and be grateful for your accomplishments. Look ahead and envision the vision charted in the beginning. Look again and ahead with faith that you will enter a wonderful place. The best is yet to be. Your perspective matters. Assess the value of each completed activity in light of our vision and purpose. It all comes down to our perception. To have faith is to be sure of the things we hope for and certain things we cannot see. Believe, expect, anticipate, and prepare. Are we doing these things? Yes, we are. Then get ready. According to your faith, be it done unto you. New strength and revival are ours for the journey ahead. Until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.